You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. I'm very pleased to say we're joined once again by Mark Krikorian. He is, for my money, one of the best men in the country on matters involving our borders and immigration security issues. He is the executive director of a terrific organization in Washington, the Center for Immigration Studies. He is an author of numerous books and countless articles on related subjects, including, notably, How Obama is Transforming America Through Immigration. Mark Krikorian, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's always great to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
Well, and a happy new year. We've got a new Congress, and as we speak at this moment, the House of Representatives is poised to consider and presumably approve a piece of legislation authored by Representative Adderholt on this whole immigration issue. Talk a little bit about the Adderholt bill. By the time this program airs, it will presumably have been approved, but what's in it, and how do you feel, it stacks up?
Well, what this is about is funding the Homeland Security Department, and basically what strings is the House going to attach to funding the department. And the bill that is being considered in the House, assuming the amendments that are likely to pass are added to it, and there are some amendments that are relevant here too, what it would do is defund the president's amnesty and, in fact, defund the earlier amnesty that the president announced back in 2012. And the whole point is kind of try to rewind and rein in the president's lawlessness on immigration. This is something, frankly, the House should have done a long time ago, and for whatever reason really didn't. But now they've finally kind of gotten to this, a tipping point, I guess, where they're using funding for the Homeland Security Department as a way of trying to rein in Obama's lawlessness on immigration.
Our guest is Mark Krikorian. He's the executive director of the really indispensable Center for Immigration Studies, an author and columnist par excellence on matters involving most especially immigration policy and border security. And Mark, you were just talking about this legislation. We've been watching a lot of to-ing and fro-ing by Republicans on this issue. John Boehner has been rather notably a proponent of, if not the president's amnesty, something akin to it. Has he had a change of heart in bringing this Adderholt legislation, which seems to be rather more robust than that, to the House floor?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. Queen Elizabeth I years ago said, "I have no window on men's souls." In other words, she wasn't able to tell what people really were thinking or intending. And I got to say, it's a similar thing with Boehner. We have no window on his soul, but, sometimes he says the right thing, and then other times he acts as though he's not telling us the truth about his commitment to fighting Obama's lawlessness on immigration.
And there have been some other times where he's just come right out and said he's about trying to get comprehensive immigration through the House. Well, we'll be following it closely, as obviously are you. But sticking with the politics of this for the moment, Mark, the administration, as well as its flacks, Nancy Pelosi comes to mind, have been trying to make the argument that with these attacks in Paris, for example, this is no time to be shutting down the Department of Homeland Security, as though that's what the Republicans are proposing to do here. First of all, is that the likely upshot of what they're doing? And second of all, doesn't border insecurity have some bearing on the extent to which we are exposed to threats of attacks like Paris or otherwise? And isn't fixing that problem something the Republicans are ostensibly trying to address?
Yeah, I mean, the answer is yes. Of course, the point to a tight immigration system, a well-run system where the rules are tight and are properly enforced, is an essential part of security. What the administration and its spokesman are trying to do is put the onus on the Republicans if there's a government shutdown or a DHS shutdown conflict. And really the issue is that Obama, when he gets a bill on his desk that has DHS funding, but a requirement that he not do this amnesty. Obama is going to have to decide what is more important to him, the security of the United States or protecting this amnesty that he has decreed. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. What is more important to you, Mr. President, security of the homeland or amnesty for illegal aliens? And he's pretty much said that he's willing to see the Homeland Security Department shut down rather than backtrack on his lawless amnesty.
But let me ask you, Mark, as a practical matter, are the people who are actually at the front lines of protecting us, whether it's at the border or TSA or customs or what have you, are actually going to be cashiered in the event there isn't funding, isn't the authorization for funding that this bill would provide because of presidential action?
And no, and that's the politically interesting part, because the Border Patrol is still going to be working. The Secret Service does not get sent home when there's a shutdown. The Coast Guard continues to function. That's part of DHS, TSA, et cetera. So in fact, almost nothing in Homeland Security actually shuts down other than E-Verify, which is an online system that helps employers screen out illegal workers. So the one thing that we actually that is really important, I think, to keep going is the only thing that shuts down. And I think Obama would be perfectly fine with a DHS shutdown. He could sit on that indefinitely and try to blame the Republicans for it. And I'm just afraid the Republicans don't have the chops, the PR ability, to actually get their message out about whose fault this really is.
Yeah. Mark, let me ask you as well, you know, even when the Border Patrol, for example, at the moment is on the job, getting paid out in the field, are they doing what they're supposed to be doing at the moment under the present executive amnesty arrangement? In other words, if the funding were cut off, would it be making a material difference in terms of their job? As you say, they're going to continue to be working, but isn't the problem at the moment, really, they're not being allowed to do their job?
Yeah, I mean, that's very much the case. I mean, it's not quite like in a movie where they're just standing there and waving people into the United States, but it's pretty close. They are actually prohibited from arresting people who, if they stop somebody and he says, oh, actually, I live here. I just went to Mexico and I'm coming back and I'm really a dreamer, or I have a U.S.-born kid, so I qualify for the amnesty. The Border Patrol has to just let the guy go. Whether there's any proof of that, whether he's just making that up, it doesn't matter. They have to let him go. They're actually releasing people from detention now. So the Border Patrol, it's not like they're not doing anything, but they are, in fact, handcuffed and limited by this administration to the degree extent they're allowed to actually enforce immigration laws.
What I'm hearing too, and you're far closer to these guys than I am, Mark, so I'm sure you're picking this up as well, is it's also that they're being sort of reassigned, whether it's to babysitting duties or facilitating the transit of illegal aliens to some place inside the United States where they can be reunited with family members, or actually helping process their paperwork for purposes of executive amnesty. And that's certainly not what the American people are expecting on the part of our front line of defense in this area. Mark, you are part of that front line of defense at the Center for Immigration Studies, and I know I think our audience and millions of Americans around the country are deeply in your debt for the clarity that you bring to these various complex challenges, but they're of such surpassing importance, as you say, to the security of this country. We hope you'll keep it up and come back to us again very, very soon. Diana West joins us next. We'll talk with her about 1 week after the Charlie Hebdo attacks, where we are, who we're at war with, and what we better do about it. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.